Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
I once met a young man called Ernesto, and I'm calling him Ernesto to safeguard his privacy. Ernesto could not see well when I first met him. Actually, no one knew that Ernesto was not able to see well. Not his mother, not his father, not his siblings, not his grandparents who lived at home, not even his friends. Ernesto thought that everything had undefined edges and that things did not have many details, because that's how things seemed to him. For example, for Ernesto, trees were big green cotton balls. Ernesto's mom constantly asked him why he got so close to the TV. When Ernesto read a book, his grandfather noticed that he kept it close to his face. And at school, Ernesto complained to the teacher that he couldn't see the words on the blackboard. Finally, one day, his parents realized that the boy had a problem with his vision, and they took him to a doctor who, after examining him, told them that Ernesto needed glasses. Friends, within a few days, Ernesto had a new pair of glasses. Wow, and the world now looks so different to him. Now the trees had leaves. He could read a book without holding it so close to his face. And now he could see the faces of his parents and friends clearly. His new life with glasses was just wonderful. Ernesto actually has a real name, and his name is Hector. You know, and it may be that not all of us have vision problems as severe as Ernesto's, but I am sure that at some point we have all had difficulty seeing or understanding some situation in our lives. It could be happening to some of us in this very moment. So often when we are presented with a situation that confuses us, or we do not understand why we are experiencing them, sometimes the challenges are so great that it's difficult to contemplate the future with hope, because the problems cloud our vision. Other times, if we view and judge our circumstances and even people through the lenses of past experiences and find it very difficult to consider other possibilities. For example, a person who has always had to solve all of their problems without help from anyone might find it difficult to entertain the idea that there are people who are willing and ready to help them when things go wrong. A person who has always been marginalized and rejected by others may find it difficult to think that someone can accept them as God made them. A person struggling with a bad habit might think that living out of that bond is simply impossible. A person who's never felt loved by others could consider the unconditional love of God something that simply makes no sense. You get the point. Many things can lead us to have a distorted view or vision of life. You know, the account in Luke that we are reflecting on today takes place 3 days after Jesus was crucified. Like Ernesto, Jesus' disciples had trouble understanding what they had seen a few days before. Jesus, their teacher, their rabbi, their friend, the man they thought would free the people of Israel from the yoke of the Romans, had been executed on the cross. They thought he was gone forever. They did not know what to do. They couldn't see things clearly because they were confused and worried about the future. Luke tells us that two of Jesus' friends were walking home to Emmaus when another traveler joined them. Interestingly, even though they did not recognize who this man was at first, they began to talk to him and tell him what had happened to Jesus and how sad they felt. Scripture says that when it was late, that they arrived at their home and invited this stranger to dine and spend the night with them. And it was there. It was in that moment that something beautiful happened. It was as if they had suddenly worn a new pair of glasses, like Ernesto. These two men saw what they had not been able to see before. When their sight was clear, the two disciples realized that the stranger who had joined them on the road was Jesus himself, not dead, but alive. And at the realization, the Bible says that their lives were filled with joy and a new hope. And I say to that, hallelujah. You know, sometimes like Ernesto or the disciples, we need help understanding more clearly the things that are happening in our lives and in the world. We need advice, we need wisdom, we need answers to our questions, we need a new perspective, we need to heal the wounds life has inflicted upon us. Friends, and today the good news is that someone can clarify our vision to see life from a different perspective, a perspective of hope. And that still today, Jesus appears on the path of our lives to help us see and understand the greatness of God's love. The risen Christ appears to us in the most difficult of moments to open our minds, to open our hearts to the truth of God's love, so that our courage and our hope can be restored. It might be that today some of us are walking towards Emmaus, defeated, frustrated, already without hope or with the desire to give up. In the midst of your problems, you may be wondering, what now? What now? What now that I don't have a job? What now that I'm sick? What now that my marriage is falling apart? What now that our country seems to be going backwards with a reemergence of racial hate, white supremacy, gun violence, toxic politics, and a dangerous nationalist ideology? What now that the world is polarized with war and the human-created climate change is impacting the quality of life and safety of hundreds of millions of people around the globe? What now that our beloved denomination seems to be fractured because of disagreements about ministry with and by LGBTQ persons? What now? Church, like Ernesto, like the disciples in Luke, I feel we also need glasses. We also need glasses. Today, Jesus is inviting us all to make sure that we look at life and all that it brings, not from the distorted perspective of this world, but through the lenses of God's love. During these challenging times, church, when it sometimes feels like there is no much to look forward to, let's allow the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to see the risen Christ walking alongside of us every day and open our ears so that we can hear him guiding our ways. Friends, we, our communities, our nation, the church need glasses. Jesus glasses. We need Jesus' glasses to see the risen Christ walking with us. We need God's glasses to see each other the way God sees us. We need glasses to see the world through the lenses of Christ's healing love. Glasses to see our diversity, not as a problem, but as a perfect gift from God. Glasses to see that we are all made in the perfect image of our Creator, so we are equal in the sight of God, therefore equal among ourselves. Glasses to see and value life over guns, to see the current tone in our nation's politics is simply toxic and that we must demand better from our leaders. Glasses to see that not only here in the U.S., but all people in the world deserve an opportunity to experience peace with justice. Glasses to see that we were created to live in harmony with the rest of God's creation and called to be good stewards of the natural resources that are available to us. Glasses to see and to understand that love is simply love, and that every child of God must be welcome in the church and allowed to grow to their God-given potential. Friends, we need glasses. We need Jesus' glasses. Jesus is walking with us today and tells us, let me walk with you and show you my glorious plan for your life. Even in times of difficulty, trust my promises. I always keep them. And do not allow the world or circumstances to steal your joy and hope. Friends, and let me be clear about something. This gift, this promise, is not a mere human ideology or a philosophy of life. This way of seeing, this way of understanding, and this way of living is only possible through a relationship with God. And for us, a relationship with Jesus Christ, who is the source of our faith and hope. My hope and prayer are that we'll live in this sacred relationship with God. But if today your vision is clouded and you're still struggling to live with hope, with joy, with purpose, I encourage you to invite Jesus into your life so that Christ, as he did with his disciples, may open your eyes to the beauty of God's love. And so that Jesus also can come and dine with you. And like the disciples in Luke, you could also say, certainly, certainly, it is the Lord who is by my side. Church, many things can lead us to have a distorted vision of life. But thank God for Jesus Christ who makes us see clearly. This week, when confronted with the realities and challenges of this life, what if instead of lamenting with a what now, you pray, open my eyes so that I can see clearly. Friends, in this and every season, let's allow the Holy Spirit to open our spiritual eyes, minds, and hearts so that we can always feel the healing presence of Christ in our lives and be able to share that love with all of our neighbors. Because in doing so, we will see more clearly, and others will be able to see, to feel, to experience, and to embrace God's love in their lives as well. And God, people say, Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.